Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. And today I have more than one friend in the studio with me. Of course, Olivia Varnson, my right-hand girl, sitting in the studio with me.
Happy to be here. And, you know, we've talked to a lot of artists in the past. We've been really lucky in that way. Mm. And it's just so cool to hear about the connection between art and culture just by default, because you learn about people's individual stories, but also, you know, history as a whole, culture, and then also inspiring us to change our futures too. So it's really cool to see it in action. And, you know, you learn how important it is to support artists of all ages, but especially young artists, to see where they might take us.
Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right about that. I mean, art can come in so many different forms, not only in the way that artists present it, whether it is visual art, or if it's sculptures, or, you know, different things like that, but also to the messages. And Brian Hebert, who's sitting in the studio with us just in the last segment, talked about the importance of your art should really have a message in it. And it's just not something, you know, just a pretty painting and that kind of thing, which those are great as well, but have some meaning or some message in it. Very, very important. And I think some artists probably do more of that than others do. And Brian, let's shift over and talk a little bit about the work that you are doing, because we talked about how important it is to make sure that the youth are educated so that they become artists if that is their desire to do that. Tell us a little bit about the program that you started there, the Southwest Arts Center, and tell us a little bit about why you feel that is so important. I know you shared a little bit about that, but why create something like that at the Southwest Arts Center?
Well, I'm coming from Los Angeles. I know I dreamed about the Southwest Arts Center growing up. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. When you're somewhere and you're
before
supposed
to be. Before it was the Southwest Arts Center.
Yeah.
You were dreaming about
yes,
it.
Yes, indeed. I've seen, because it's a great place to be. Mm-hmm. You know, you got access to the outside. You're not in a building, you know what I mean? Even though it's a nice facility. We can walk outside and get the sun. Well, coming there, you know, I came to start a visual arts program. You know, I wanted to share with the youth, you know, what I wish I had access to growing up. Mm. If I was a kid in that neighborhood, I would be there every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And that's what I wanted to help bring, along with my colleagues, you know, my Deep Booker and, mm-hmm. you know, starting off Rick Washington, Michael Samung, all of us. We were trying to really just create that environment.
Mm-hmm.
And so there, you know, I have classes for youth. I do summer youth camp. The summer youth camp is very popular, ages 5 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
We do a teen artist academy that we started that's phenomenal for 13, 18-year-olds. It's in the the whole month of July. It's a four-week program in visual arts, music, instrumental music, voice, dance, and theater, and creative writing.
Mm-hmm.
It culminates into a stage performance and art exhibition for the youth. Phenomenal. So just anything that can help them stay active in the arts. You know, it also is motivation for us as well. It's like when you're teaching it and, you do this, it's fuel.
Right,
when you go to your own space, you're getting it in.
Right, that's right. That's right. The energy just is kind of like it's circular almost. It just kind of goes around. But now, how can people then get involved in some of the programs? So is there a website or is there a way for people to apply?
Yes, we have our website is www.fultonarts.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you can call us at 404-613-9010 to the Southwest Arts Center. Our Teen Artist Academy is actually doing its auditions on March 17th, Saturday, March 17th.
Ooh, it's coming up soon.
People need to call and request a time slot mm-hmm. to get the packet of what the requirements are, the criteria for every genre, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just sign on. That the program, the teen program, is actually free. It's a $50 participation fee, you know, but it's free. And it's something that is very – it's actually received a National Arts Society Award in 2016.
Oh, congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. And we're just trying to keep pushing it and making it a better program.
Absolutely. Now, also sitting in the studio is Karen Williams, who is with the Society Incorporated, the Atlanta chapter. And this is a nonprofit organization, Karen, that really focuses on connecting youth and the art in the community. So these chapters around the nation are working within their communities to really make an impact. Now you, I know personally, and also the organization, you've done a lot with the Southwest Arts Center. So why don't you share a little bit about what you've done personally, as well as the organization and how it's worked with the Southwest Arts Center?
Well, personally, the Southwest Arts Center taught my daughter drama.
I remember.
So, thankful. Sometimes I'm thankful. But
does she use it other times too?
Oh, yes. But It has really been, I agree with Brian, it even for my daughter, it has been a place for growth for many children, all income levels, all ages, throughout the community. We started as an organization, we started partnership with the Southwest Arts Center through Kevin Cole doing their juried art contest for high school students and middle school students. And it has grown. It's my favorite part of this whole thing, because the students are so talented and they put so much into their artwork. And the other thing is you really get in touch with where the students are coming from. I think these past couple of years, Brian, agree with me, the artwork has had such depth,
yeah,
with all of the self-image issues that have been going on, with all of the police brutality of the things that these young people are going through with the housing market and with the economy, and, you know, losing their homes and their parents and things like that. And it shows in their artwork. And it's just, when you look at the artwork, you really feel it. But when that young person stands next to the artwork and tells you how they felt when they were doing it, it almost brings tears to your eyes, because that's a time where you really feel that you're connected to young people and what's going on. So the Southwest Arts Center, and Anita, you know, you're part of the organization too, has really been a focus where we have been able to connect to the community and to the youth.
Well, absolutely. And I would also think too, with the art exhibits in the contest, it gives also to the artists, although they're students, an opportunity to really feel proud of their work. And that is so important, that people feel as though something that they're that they have done has value. And to be able to present it, have people come by, look at it, appreciate it, admire it, really, really is another aspect of just the importance of providing something like art for people to have that outlet for that.
And I think what really I really like is the parents. I think that sometimes parents are a little confused about the whole issue of art with their children, as far as being a career. And I think when the parents see people from the outside of the community appreciate what their children are doing and giving them money, you know, awards for it, I think that really brings to them like, okay, well, maybe this is something they can do.
Right.
And we have parents who've had like 4 or 5 children in our contest, and it's been very rewarding.
Well, we're coming down to the end of this segment, but let's give a little bit of a recap so that people know about this event that's coming up that the Society Incorporated, the Atlanta chapter, is putting on March 18th. So you still have a little bit of time to go onto eventbrite.com and
cocktails
make that donation.
And creativity. Yes.
Well, I love that name. So you can come for the cocktails, you can come for the creativity, and you can come for both. Come and just have a great time.
Yes, it's going to be a very fun event. Like I said, come. The surprise is not the visual art, but there are other types of art. So come, witness the surprise and be with us and really have an opportunity to buy some artwork and hang it in your house and know that you've done something good for someone.
And that you've supported someone. And all of the money does go towards scholarships. 100% of it does. And hey, this is the best way that you can really make a difference in the community. If you've been saying, you know, I really enjoy art, want to see how I can help, this is your way to help. March 18th, Studio 7, 393 Marietta Street, 3 until 6 o'clock. Is that right?
Yes.
And you can buy those tickets at eventbrite.com. Now, we've come down to the end of this segment. Wow, this show is zipping by. And when we come back, Olivia's going to come in on the fourth quarter here for a quarter miles. And you know we love to talk about our quarters. So we'll be back in a few minutes here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. And if you are an artist and want to go somewhere where you can be inspired to draw, to paint, to photograph, to write, to do any of those things, Sapelo Island is that place. And you can check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. And we'll be back in a moment here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I wish I was in Sapelo. Back in a moment.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place.